In the large Monarch High School kitchen in Louisville, Colorado, cooking teams from half a dozen high schools stirred fragrant soups and chopped bright green garnishes of cilantro and mint. Some squeezed lemon juice on slices of jicama, a crispy, sweet, edible root from Mexico. These teens, studying catering, were competing in the Boulder Valley School District's Iron Chef contest for a coveted honor. The winning team's recipes would be on next year's official school lunch menu, which serves over 10,000 students every day. Boulder High School's entry featured savory beef and shredded cabbage.
It's a stuffed bun with beef, cabbage, and onion. Convenient to eat and very, very delicious.
Mouth-watering aromas rose from a rich golden broth prepared by students from Broomfield High.
We made Aztec soup, which is like a tortilla chicken soup.
I think you're smelling the lime juice and the tomato sauce.
From a large oven, another team pulled a bubbling pizza loaded with colorful toppings.
Broccoli, tomatoes, and olives.
It's probably one of the best tasting pizzas I've ever had.
The idea for this Iron Chef contest came from celebrated chef and author Ann Cooper, who's working to improve her community school lunches. Known as the Renegade Lunch Lady, Cooper says that providing affordable, tasty, healthy food to children is a social justice issue.
Hungry children can't think, malnourished children can't learn, and we need to make sure that every child, every day, is fed a delicious, nutritious meal so they can be the best they can be.
To help all children be their best, the National School Lunch Program funds low-cost or free lunches for more than 30 million American school children who otherwise would have trouble paying for something to eat. But the subsidy doesn't fully cover buying the ingredients, preparing the food, and serving it. So many schools stretch their budgets with low-cost, highly processed items such as chicken nuggets, French fries, and sugary snacks. Ann Cooper warns that these cheaper items can fuel expensive health problems.
The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has said of the children born in the year 2000, one out of every three Caucasians and one out of every two African Americans and Hispanics will have diabetes in their lifetime.
People are less likely to develop diabetes if they eat whole, natural foods, including vegetables, instead of processed foods and sugary snacks. So as Director of Nutrition Services for Boulder Valley Schools, Cooper has removed sugar and fried foods from lunches, and she set up a full salad bar in each cafeteria.
There's a mesquite mix, you know, a basic salad green mix, and there's also romaine lettuce, carrots, peppers, cherry tomatoes, celery, garbanzo beans and or kidney beans, cottage cheese, this chicken and or eggs.
These options cost 30% more than a lunch of chicken nuggets and tater tots. But Ann Cooper says it's possible to serve healthier ingredients and keep a school's lunch budget healthy if enough students participate. So that was a goal of this Iron Chef contest, to get students excited about creating and eating healthy school lunches that taste great. With an eye on what kids like, Monarch High School's Iron Chef teens whipped up a healthy rendition of a school lunch classic.
We're making Sloppy Joe's with a jicama apple coleslaw. It's really healthy. We're using lean beef, and it's good, and it's on whole wheat buns.
The coleslaw had a bit of a kick.
Oh, my goodness, you all. This is delicious. What is it in there that kind of gives a little spice?
There's chili sauce. Dijon mustard is in there.
Mustard, that's what I'm smelling.
The judges retired, then Chef Ann Cooper came back to announce their decision.
Everybody did a really great job. It was really nice. We all enjoyed tasting everything. It was really wonderful. Okay, and drum roll. Now for the winner.
The Monarch High School chefs cheered for their sloppy joe and jicama apple salad.
Yeah, this is going to be going up on the school lunches, yeah. I mean, this seems like a great addition to the food, make it more appealing for people that, you know, usually don't eat at the cafeteria like myself. Maybe that instead of going out for lunch and eat something unhealthy, they can actually, you know, stay at school and eat something that's actually good for them, you know, at a cheaper price, I suppose.
Chef Ann Cooper plans more Iron Chef contests for the year up ahead. Her goal is to get more students having fun by making and choosing healthier school lunches. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Louisville, Colorado.